Europe is essential to wine. It's the world's largest producer, consumer, importer, and exporter of wine. Still, competition from the New World has created a vast surplus of the stuff. Yesterday, the European Union's top farm chief unveiled a plan to save the troubled industry. But as Eleanor Beardsley reports, the proposed reforms already have many wine growers seeing red.
EU Agriculture Commissioner Marianne Fischer-Boel presented her plan before the European Commission in Brussels. She said if the continent's wine industry wants to stay competitive, it must shrink itself by ripping out 50,000 acres and stop paying wine growers to distill their unsold wine into industrial alcohol.
We are just now actually losing market share to dynamic producers in other parts of the world. Consumption is falling, and imports are increasing by approximately 10%. I must say that up till now we have been spending the money in a very inefficient way. Almost €500 million goes every year to the disposal of wine for which there is actually no market.
Fischer-Boel's plan would pay farmers to diversify into other crops rather than continue to overproduce sometimes poor quality wine. It sounds logical, but on a continent where winemaking is often a part of national culture, the reality is more complicated. Efforts to reduce the size of the industry have touched raw nerves like few other European proposals. As one Eurocrat put it, people tend not to get so passionate about fruit and vegetables. Fischer-Boel's ideas have annoyed several EU governments, especially the main southern wine countries of France, Spain, and Italy. The trio accounts for 80% of the EU vine area and 1.4 million wine-related jobs. French television news showed rioting winemakers actually breaking into supermarkets and smashing cases of Chilean wine in the southern French region of Languedoc-Roussillon. Many French winemakers say they are penalized by the country's strict rules. They are not allowed to irrigate their vineyards and complicated classification system. French wines are named after the chateau and land on which they are grown and not after their grape variety. Philippe Chartier's zinc-countered wine bar, La Pose Terroir, is tucked into a small side street by the Paris Opera House. Chartier, a longtime wine merchant, says the quality wines will always do well, but winemakers have to wake up to the new realities of the world market.
But of course we have to pull up the vines. There's too much wine in the market, and there's just not room for some of them. We let everybody believe they could make money growing wine, and they just can't. What if everybody in Normandy started making cheese? Well, it's the same thing.
New EU wine plan hopes to win back export markets lost to Australian, Chilean, South African, and U.S. producers. If all EU farm ministers agree, it will go into effect in August 2008. While many European growers are certainly destined for a period of pain, Fischer-Boel warned that the cost of doing nothing would be far worse as overproduction continues to erode prices and farm income. For NPR News, I'm Eleanor Beardsley in Paris.